This meditation is specifically a lying meditation. Most of the meditations, you can sit or lie in whatever posture you like, but this one is intended specifically for lying on your back. So it might be nice to start in semi-supine, as this is the most constructive position for your spine to lie in order to rest and be at full ease as much as it can be. Or you might just wish to lay prone straight away with your legs out. So just allowing yourself a few moments to get into that position. And beginning with your eyes open, just allowing the gaze to be soft up to the ceiling. And allowing the breath to be released and the eyes to fall as the sound of the bowl rises and falls. Resting into our position. And going through your settling and grounding routine. And if you feel at any point your body is not in the most appropriate position or any part of your body, just not forcing you to stay in that place, but to change. To allow in what your body needs. So if you feel you need, particularly in this moment, to be more grounded, then you might like to keep your palms facing downwards into the earth. But if you feel you'd like to connect with the light and the space around you more, then just rotating your shoulders out slightly
and allow your palms to turn to face upwards. Remembering that our hands are our antennae into the energetic field around us. So you can choose to be connected with the energy of the earth. If you feel particularly scattered or unstable or flighty, then you can feel that energy coming from the earth. Or you can turn your hands over to be more connected with the people around you and their energetic fields. And just generally what experience has to offer. So there is no right or wrong or preferred version of what I want you to do. All I wish is that you ask your body what it needs. To really listen. And if you're not feeling much from your hands, just give them a flex, your fingers a stretch and a wiggle, maybe rub them together. Maybe even clap your hands. Just gets the energy flowing. And then place them back whichever way you wish. And so going with the sensations, following the sensations that you feel in your hands, and following them down or up, feeling the connection downwards or upwards. Into the earth, into the light. If you're resting on a plateau in your journey just now, you're resting in the dark, in one of those dark phases of your journey, that's fine. Just connecting with the ground. So that sense of security. If you wish to allow more light in, go ahead. Only you know what is right for you on any given moment. And so allowing the sensations in your hands to grow. Breathing into your hands to support that growth. Maybe feeling a slight movement as you breathe deeply into these extremities. A slight circular or rolling movement. And allow any movement into your fingers, whatever seems right just now. Allowing your fingers to gently open as you breathe into them, whether they're facing down or upwards, it doesn't matter. Allowing energy to flow within you and into the field around you through your hands. The part of your body that creates. Feeling that ability, that connection from your inner world to your outer world. That connection is right there in your hands. The capability for change lies in you. And as we come towards the latter stages of the SAT process, I hand you the baton. Our team, I hand you the baton. There comes a time when what we can do for you is over, and the rest lies with you. So as your body moves structurally and functionally into the best place it can possibly be over the last 3 SAT sessions, the onus will gradually move to you to take over the reins of your own journey. From an external source of help, we hand you the baton to go inwards. And so I sow this seed now in order to give you time to contemplate this over the coming few weeks. To contemplate what you can do to help yourself. To contemplate where you need to look to help yourself. Armed with quite a substantial toolkit, I hope. Where is your work? Where do you need to be working to allow the latter stages of your healing to occur? What are you going to create from the energy that is all around us? What are you going to build? What seeds are you going to sow? How are you going to weed your garden? Plant more flowers, take out more weeds. Make sure you know which are the weeds and which are the flowers. And so acknowledging and thanking the energy we feel, the power, the ability we feel from our hands. And now taking the breath down into the lungs, redirecting the breath back into the torso. Allowing that three-dimensional expansion of the ribcage. Allowing the breath to travel down into your lungs, knocking on to moving the diaphragm, knocking on to massaging the organs in your abdomen, but gently moving those. So we feel our whole torso swelling and contracting. I'm now inviting you to take the breath down each leg, either at the same time or individually, whatever works. With each breath, traveling further. Until you feel your legs coming alive. The breath of life. Allowing awareness to travel with the breath. Allowing the breath to reach the feet. And as with your hands, you can choose to keep your feet flat on the floor in order to feel grounded, or allow them to be open to the energy in the room by lying flat. Feeling any sensations in the soles of the feet. And following them outwards. feeling the connection with the space around you. With the energetic field around you. And as we lie here in full awareness of our body, we maybe perceive a state of deep relaxation, of touching in with peace, of touching in with something very, very pure and innate in us. Floating in awareness. Floating on the breath, floating in your energetic field. This breathing body held firm by the earth. In touch with the energy all about us. Following sensations, following them down or up, being interested, being curious, following lights, following sensations in your body. Following your state of heightened awareness. Just being curious where it takes you as this breathing, floating body exists here. your very purest essence. What are you? What forms you? Who are you? Who forms you?